Welcome to On the Verge. This is Kara Bradley bringing you another mini message, a short, quick hit, jolt of hopefully some inspiration, motivation, contemplation, a little bit of inquiry as to how you're living and how to up your game, break down barriers, interrupt patterns. Let's just do this, right? We are here for a blip in this life experience, and why would we live anything less than our best, most honest, authentic, most loving, service-oriented self? So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm bringing you. I'm bringing you what I'm working on, what I'm thinking about, what I'm writing in my journal every day. And I hope it's helping you. So when you're looking down on your podcast app, you'll see these mini messages coming to you about every other week. And, have a listen while you're washing the dishes, while you're driving home from work, whatever it is, wherever you listen to your podcast. And one request is to review the podcast. If you review it, other people find it more easily. And that's the hope that what I contemplate every day in my own life, in my journal, can help other people. And that's why I sit in my closet a couple times a week, bringing to you whatever is bubbling up for me. With that being said, I've got a sort of fun topic for you today in this mini message. And that is this phrase that I heard almost every day when I brought my kids to middle school. My kids are way past middle school. They're in their mid-20s now. They went to Valley Forge Middle School in Wayne, Pennsylvania. Sweet little school in a great school district. And when I drove them, and I didn't drive them every day, that I put my foot down on that one. But if I had to drive them early, there was a crossing guard that stood in the middle of the road right out in front of the middle school. She was a woman, probably in her 50s or 60s, and she would stand there with her hand up, screaming, "Slow down, 15, 15 miles per hour in this school zone at that time of the day. Slow down, 15. You know, you have people flying, especially people without kids that are going to work, you know, not recognizing how many people are trying to get in and out of the school, or kids crossing if they were lucky enough to be able to walk to school. And she was there reminding us all, slow down, 15. And now, I don't know, what is this? At least, I guess about 10 years later, I still remind myself of that phrase all the time when I find myself rushing, racing, not only in the car, but just in how I walk, how I talk, how I move about my day. Slow down, 15. What a great reminder. Now, here's the sad news about this story is that she was fired. I think people complained about her, which really sucks, you know, because here's this woman. She wasn't malicious. She was being honest. Slow down, 15, folks. You're around a school and you got people, kids crossing. It sucks when somebody can be that direct and that honest from a loving place to be fired. But anyway, just had to add that in. But I remember her. So her legacy lives on. She's taught me this simple reminder to slow down. My chiropractor / everything, acupuncturist, Dr. Mike Hillenbrand, he's a master of many, many different therapies, and I see him at least once a week if I can. And he tells me all the time, because he sees me walking through the halls of Verge Yoga, he's like, slow down. You walk really fast. You're always perched forward. And he's right. My speed is part of this chronic underlying stress. The fact that I was last year diagnosed with adrenal fatigue too. Yikes, right? Not good for business, folks. If you're a yoga teacher, meditation teacher, performance coach, to have these issues, but I'm being honest with you. So he recommends just slow down everything you do. Just pull it back a notch, girl. So my friend, the crossing guard, slow down. 15 is like this little angel on my shoulder these days. And I've been reminding myself over and over again to slow it down. So where do you need to slow down? What are you doing too quickly? What are you consistently forgetting or dropping or bumping into physically and emotionally or in your relationships? Slow down, 15. Go give it a try and let me know how you do with it. I'd like to know. I could use some pointers. This is a together effort here, not just me alone in my mic. I really rely on you all to support me as well. So with that, I bid you a fantastic day. Please check out some of the stuff that I'm doing on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And like I said before, give this podcast a review because I'm really offering up a lot of my energy into this podcast, hoping to connect with more of you. I'm going to be throwing out some more webinars, free webinars, and the last thing is some online coaching. I'd like to record some online coaching. So if you're interested in being part of this, email me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. Let's get you on the list. It's going to be coaching that will be part of this podcast. So you got to be a brave soul, but I think that it, like me, when I bare my own soul, it can help others. Go out there and shine, everybody. Take care.